WWA TV Radio seeks to inform and engage the Bride of Christ to stand up and take your place in the army and the kingdom. We recognize our battle is not with flesh and blood, but with the principalities and the powers of the air. We are a ministry of prayer, and we highlight what God is doing through other ministries and ministers across the globe. We provide a platform for ministers and a place for the bride to come together and rally around each other, hold up each other's arms, and pray for one another. WATB Radio celebrates the various missions that God has called each one of us to in this army. So we desire to promote and enhance the bride as a whole. Go Bride! Our soon coming King awaits. Bride, good evening on this Monday evening. I'm so excited that you tuned in with us tonight. Listen, we are the Bride. Our radio is on WATBRadio.com. We're also on Twitter at WATBRadio and on Facebook, WATBRadio. Listen, Bride, we thank you so much for sticking by us over the years. We have been going almost 2 years now. We have interviewed over 250 ministers from all over the world. God is using this as a new sound. This is what he told me in a dream. He said, WATB is releasing a new sound in the earth of unity in the Bride of Christ. We are highlighting ministers, showing what God has done to take them from nothing and make them into something. There's no room for jealousy. There's enough harvest for all of us. Amen. This is the time for the bride to come together in unity. You know what? We have got elections coming up. We need to be in our position. We need to go vote. But you know what? More than anything, we need to trust God, because the outward circumstances does not change our mission. Come on. It does not change the blessings that God has in store for us. We are going to march forth no matter what happens in our environment. Okay, today I have the honor of having Miss Sandy Simpson on here with us. Hello, Miss Sandy. How you doing?
I'm doing great. It's great to be on here.
Yes. Now tell us, Miss Sandy, where are you located?
I'm from Maryville, Tennessee.
Where in the world is that?
Just outside of Knoxville. So, I mean, 10, 15 minutes from Knoxville, 30 minutes from Pigeon Forge.
All right, gotcha. So you're like on the northeast side of Tennessee then?
Yes.
Okay. Now, let me ask you this before we move on with your life. What is God doing in your region? Well, as you're the first one actually from that side that we have interviewed. So tell us, what is God doing over there?
I see God doing a new thing. He is shaking people up and waking people up to try to get them to see what the plan for their lives are. I see people that are hungry and thirsty, that are wanting to be filled, that want to have the knowledge, that have not had the opportunity, that have not had that poured into them. But I see an excitement and stirring. People want more of God.
So you're seeing an increase of hunger. Yeah, in your region. Wow, that is amazing. Thank you, Jesus. Now, Bride, I'm going to read a little bit of her bio, and then we are going to hear from her about what God did to take her from nothing and make her into something. She says, "I'm a minister called by God, Isaiah 61:1. For the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, for he has anointed me to preach. Walking by faith has been established for 9 years. That's the name for ministry. God has gloriously blessed. Never in my wildest dreams would I have believed that God would call me, but I am a willing vessel. I also pastor Friday Fire, where God is growing and grooming many. I give God all the praise, and I can't wait to fulfill the destiny he has for me and to share the gospel in the process." Yay! Amen!
Amen.
So you do the Walking by Faith Women's Ministry. Is that right?
I do. This is our ninth year. We started out with a vision for a one-time conference to be able to come together and help some women, women of different faiths, different denominations, but women who were hurting, women who were wanting answers from God. And, you know, we thought it was going to be a one-time thing, but once that one was over, God said, no, you're not done. And this is our ninth year. We have already had nine conferences, and God
wow.
has been truly blessed. And you think that, you know, it can't get no better, and every year it's better and better.
Ah, that's awesome. Well, you got to tell us about you, Miss Sandy. What did God do to bring you to the point that you're at now? What is your story?
It really started with Walking by Faith Ministries. I had taught some. As I was a youth leader, youth minister. Wouldn't call it minister, but, you know, I was a youth leader. I taught youth. I worked with youth. And, you know, I never saw that in me, but I thank God for a woman of God that pushed me and said, come on, help me. Come on, assist me. Come on. Well, then it wasn't just come on, help me. Then it was pushing me out and to do and to step out on my own. And I would have
right.
never had the courage to do that if I had not had the encouragement to do it.
Aww. Well, Sandy, let me ask you. I want you to step back in time. I want you to tell us about where you were born, what it was like in your family, and, you know, how you found God and what he did to turn your life around to where now that you're leading women.
Amen. I was born here in Maryville, Tennessee. I've lived here all my life.
That's awesome.
I have wonderful parents who love the Lord. They'd rather sing gospel music than they would eat food. I mean,
wow.
That's just who they are. And I'm so blessed because, you know, a lot of people don't have godly homes. I've always had a godly home, but I've also
wow,
had a godly
awesome.
Family, my aunts, my uncles. You know, the majority love the Lord and serve him in some capacity. You know, it's always, you know, I've not always been in church, but I thank God I was saved at 8 years old. And I know, I mean, you know, the world changed for me that day. I remember having that experience and just an eye-opening, eye-brightening, you know, life-changing experience. But, you know, I thank God that when I grew up, I always had that hunger and desire to be in his presence, to get to know more about him. And, you know, I thank God I'm more than saved.
Yeah.
It's just been, I never dreamed of being called into ministry myself. The background I come from, don't believe in women ministers. And so that's
right.
been kind of a hard thing for me to do, you know, to go against what even my family believes, even though they love God, you know, that's not being in their belief. But, I, you know, when God steps in and calls, and you know that you know, he called
yeah,
me with the
on.
Scripture. He called me during conference 1 year, and I was speaking, I was teaching, and he gave me my scripture, Isaiah 61:1, for the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim the liberty to the captives and the opening to the prison to them that are bound. And I didn't even understand, but that scripture became like a pop-up ad in my life. Everything I turned on, everywhere I went, it was preached, it was taught. I mean, that's all I was hearing for weeks and weeks and weeks. And God allowed me to go away to a conference, and some friends were supposed to go with me, and they all couldn't end up going, and God said, you go. So I had never traveled anywhere by myself at all. And God just set me
wow.
up. And, you know, the conference was great, and it was wonderful, and Thursday was good, and Friday was good. And then Saturday, I'm like, God, okay, I know you've not sent me here this far, this long, to not tell me, you know, what it is that you're calling me to do. And he simply said to me, Sandy, you're already doing what it is I've called you to do. You just won't put a title on it. And
wow.
you know, I've not never been one to have title or prestige. But
yeah.
and he said, Isaiah 61:1, and I'm like, okay, God, I got you loud and clear.
Yeah. Well, as a woman minister, have you come up against resistance?
Quite a bit. Yes and no. I mean, when I first came back and I told my pastor, you know, I was called to preach, and he basically kind of just didn't give me no encouragement. And, you know, I guess he wanted me to know that I knew that I knew that I knew for sure and not say, oh, yeah, go for it, not give me false hope or false encouragement. But, you know, I guess I was expecting, you know, the light to go off for everybody because it had for me. But
right. That is hard, yeah.
I mean, I've really been amazed at what doors have been open. I've only been ministering for 4 years, and when you look at 4 years, it seems like, wow, that's, you know, it's been a long time, but it's not been a long time. But, you know, God's
yeah.
opened doors, and it amazes me. I mean, I'm still mind blown by the things that he's doing in my life.
Yeah. Well, you know, the thing is me being a fellow pastor, of course, I'm new. I'm just now stepping into this, being a head pastor. But it is hard stepping into that, knowing the way that some people feel about it. But the thing is I put a post on Facebook, I guess about a month ago, to women. And I said, I put these really high stilettos on that.
Yeah.
And I said, us women can wear any shoes that God puts us in.
That's exactly right.
It doesn't matter if it's stilettos or boots. Whatever he tells us to do, we just obey as women of the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Now, if there are other women pastors listening or people that God has called to and they're getting ready to be launched out, what type of advice would you give them starting out in ministry as a woman? What would you say?
Just keep your ears open to the voice of the Lord. Keep that willing heart. Always be that willing vessel. You know, God, he wants those who are willing to just be able to step up. I know that God has really showed me even over the past week, you know, over the past week, that sometimes we're our own worst roadblocks. And, you know, if
yes.
God calls you to do it, then you just go forth and do it like a bulldozer. I mean, you know, go with all you've got.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I have that saying, go big or go home.
Yeah.
Yes. So now tell us a little bit. So now God has called you into the ministry. Now you're shocked that he has called you to be a pastor. But now you're doing Friday Fire. What is Friday Fire?
Friday Fire is it's church, but it's not church as usual church. I mean, it is, but it isn't. I mean, we go in and we praise and we worship. But I am one that I encourage the ones that have not been encouraged. I encourage that if you have gifts or you have talents and you come in that building and you use your gift and your talent that God's given you, that's something that I have found out, that a lot of times pastors can be so controlling over their pulpit or over their church. But God doesn't give people gifts and talents to sit on. We have a worship leader that has been called for a long time that I know that, I mean, I saw it in her, and she, God was growing that in her, and she was having that desire, and it was not allowed to grow. It wasn't allowed to bloom. But she is stepping out in her calling, and 9 times out of 10, she done preaches my message before I ever even get to it. So you know that you're in one mind and one accord. But I always give the body time. You know, if you've got something, you say it. If you've got something, you do it, because the Lord's not just going to speak to me, but he's going to speak to the body that's there for that time, for that season, for that purpose, for that night. You know, he speaks and he wants, you know, my problem's been all the time that God has spoken. I play this game. It's not a game, but, you know, God, go, you know, tell me one more time. If they'll sing that chorus one more time, then I'll do it. I want to be that encourager. If you're hearing from God, you step out and you do what God is
yes.
telling you to do. Let the Holy Spirit be the guide. Let the Holy Spirit be what runs the service, and you won't have church as usual.
Right. Yes. So do you have people then coming from all different denominations or what?
We do, especially conference. We have had many different denominations come in, And we don't focus on denominations. Even Friday Fire, we don't focus on denomination. But, I mean, I believe the full gospel. I believe what the Bible says. I want it all to be opened up unto me and unto people that I be around. I mean, because God don't want us to just pick a page and choose a page, but he wants us to be able to walk in it all. But, you know, any denomination is welcome. Any level of faith is welcome because I believe in growing and I believe in growing together.
Yeah. Well, God bless your Friday Fire meeting. Have you come up against any opposition on that from other churches around there or no?
I've had maybe some unbelief, but, you know, it seems like some people have said, well, that's not church. You're not church. Well, what do you have to be a church? You know, it's about coming in and worshiping Jesus and preaching his word and grow. I mean, what is church? But I have had pastors say, well, that's not really church. What is,
yeah.
You know, what is it? What is it to you?
Right. Well, let me ask you this. We're going to shift a little bit to the nation. What do you think God is saying? If you have 5 minutes to talk to the bride in the nation, in the United States of America, giving them a word, giving them encouragement about today's troubling times or whatever, what would you say to America right now?
Number one, I would say share Jesus with everybody that you can. Look for the unchurched. Look for those that don't know him and share him. Let your light shine. You know, it's just like in Joel 2, and it talks about how in the last day that God's going to pour out his spirit and that sons and daughters will prophesy. You know, that is nothing about, that's nothing about the sons and the daughters, but that's about the lost and the hurting so that they will see the power of the Lord, so that they will see the power of Jesus Christ, so that they'll be able to see the Holy Ghost moving, so that more people can be drawn, so that more people can make it to heaven. Because if we don't step up and if we don't let the world see Jesus in us, then they're going to go to hell. It is high time that we do the thing that we're called to do, and that is go and tell. I mean, that's what the scripture says, go and tell. Go and tell. Go and make apostles. Go and make epistles. Go and make other Christians. Go share what God has done in your life so that others can see it. And that was, I would just encourage you to share. Let the world see what God has done in you, because I do believe it's 11:59. I do believe if you've got something to do for God that you better be doing it. I do believe that it is high time to awake. That's what this past year's conference was about, was awake from Joel 2:1, awake. If we don't wake up and start telling everybody, don't start telling our families, our coworkers, the people we come in contact with, if we don't start being that light, then they're going to perish. Just this week at my daughter's school, a 17-year-old man shot himself, took his own life. I don't give the devil no glory for that, but I'm going to give God glory because there are Christians that's rising up in that place right now. And me and my daughter had the conversation, and she said, you know, Mama, we've been talking, you know, between each other, but amongst people, because they're hurting. They hurt and they grieve for that family. They hurt and grieve for that loss of that classmate. But, you know, to see the to see when somebody is suffering, to see, because on the outside, I mean, I didn't know the young man, but to see his accreditations, to see where he's come from, you know, he shouldn't have had a care in the world, but obviously he did. And somebody could have seen that. And if we don't see, then people are going to perish. But we've got to be Jesus' light in this dark world.
Well, I think that's because we quit loving our neighbor.
That's right.
Everybody just minds their own business, and they don't look and see if everybody's okay around them. And they don't, you know, care for the hurting and the poor. You know, the Bible says, are we sheep or goats?
Right.
If we're sheep, you know, if you're sheep, you love your neighbors. You know, if they're hungry, you feed them. You give them clothes. You help them. You know, if you're a goat, you're stubborn. You're selfish. You do everything to yourself, and you don't care about other people. That's basically the difference of the two trees, the tree of life, which is non-selflessness, or the tree of knowledge of good and evil, which is the one that says me, me, me.
Right.
So that's basically where we're at, amen.
Yes.
So, hold on just a moment. What we're going to do is take a quick little break. Now, when we come back, I would love for you to give a word to the bride about what the Lord is giving you, and we would really appreciate that, ma'am.
Hello, bride. WATB.TV is proud to announce our very first show coming up November 7th at 7 p.m. It's called Toss, the Original State Show. It's a show about weight loss. It's bringing to the conversation to the table that the bride has an epidemic of being overweight. We are not ready for the harvest. We need to get our bodies under self-control and follow the leading of the Holy Spirit to bring in the harvest. Amen. This show will have a panel of three women ministers, Dr. June Knight from We Are the Bride Ministries, Chaplain Yolanda Walker from Trifold Ministries, and Prophetess Teresa Nichols from Three Sheep Ministries. These panels will feature guest ministers to talk about the various topics of what we're facing as the bride, especially ministers. This show is geared towards ministry leaders and how we need to get in shape for the harvest. So this show will feature preaching, prayer, and professional interviews from doctors, personal trainers, and therapists about weight loss for the bride of Christ. We need to get our temple in order because the King is coming. Get in shape for the harvest and get our bodies under self-control and discipline. Amen, bride. Listen, we can do this. We can do this. So get ready, Army. The harvest is coming. Amen. Before time began, our omnipotent and powerful God wrote our destiny books. He wrote our story to reveal to mankind another aspect of His glory. In this book, He means for our bodies to be in its original state. The enemy's plan is to cause the bride to distort the temple and cause us to be less efficient in the kingdom. Toss, the original state show, challenges the bride to take our temples back, gain self-control, and be all that God wrote in your book. Give God the pen and live your original state. The Toss Show will premiere on WATB.TV on Monday, November 7th at 7 p.m. Tune in once again on WATB.TV.
All right. Well, today I want to talk to you about some scripture in Zechariah chapter 4, and it talks about the hands of Zerubbabel. They have laid the foundation of this house. It says, His hands shall also finish it, and thou shalt know that the Lord of hosts has sent me unto you. For who hath despised the day of small beginnings? For they shall rejoice. And I'm going to stop right there for just a minute. You know, that's something that the Lord has really been dealing with me in. You know, I have had things prophesied into my life and concerning my ministry and you know, our desire is to be able to have a retreat center, to be able to reach women all the time, not just a one-time-a-year thing. But what God has been showing me, then you have to start. There's a start somewhere. And, you know, it would be great to have a building, and it would be great to have the facility to do that in. But God spoke to me this weekend on doing a blessing box. Build it out of wood. That will be your, He said, that will be your house. That will be your small beginning. And, you know, the Word says if we're faithful over a few things, then He's going to make us ruler over many things. If we take care of the small things that God gives us, and that's the problem. So many people, God wants to speak, you know, and you say, oh, yeah, God, that's going to be great. I'm going to be a big name. No, it's not about my name. It's about God's name. It's not about anybody ever seeing us, but it's about them seeing Jesus. But we want God to hand it to us. But if we will start with something, if we will start doing something, then God is going to add to it. And that's what He does. You know, you're not grown automatically. Thank God you're as saved as anybody else is saved. But what God tells you to do, you say, well, I'm waiting on the Lord. I'm waiting on the Lord. We have got to quit waiting and do. We've got to put action into our faith in God, what He tells us. We have got to say, okay, God, I know this is what you spoke, and I know this is what you've given us to do. But, God, how is it that we're going to accomplish that? And that's been my biggest thing. God, you've called me to preach. Well, nobody don't know I preach. How am I going to get opportunity to preach? How's this going to happen? How's that going to happen? God says he will make the way, and he will open the door. In one translation, there where it said, for who hath despised the day of small beginnings, for they shall rejoice. It said it makes... In one translation, it said it makes Jesus happy to see that you start. Because so many times we're waiting. Well, when somebody gives it to me, when somebody does this, don't wait on what it is that God gives you. You go ahead and start. Pray, seek his will, but you start. Job chapter 8, verse 7 says, though thy beginning was small, yet the latter end should be greatly increased. I am believing for ministers, for people that God is laying something on their heart. The beginning may be small, but if you don't never begin, then you don't have a beginning. You're still sitting in that waiting. You're sitting in the, I heard a minister say this one time, that they had asked him to pull up at the drive-thru. And he said, you know, that aggravated me. I didn't want to pull up. He said, I wanted to get what I had and go. You know, there's a time to wait, but there's a time to go with what God gives us. And I think it's time, like I said a few minutes ago, it is time that if God has given us a vision, or if he has given us a dream, if he has given us, laid something in our heart to do, that we better start doing it, that we better wake up and be who he's calling us to be. Because
if time is
running out, then we are... You know, I don't want to stand before him and him say, now, Sandy, I gave you that ministry. Why did you not never do nothing with it? I gave you that idea. Why are you still waiting on me? I showed you and I told you what needed to be done, and you are still waiting. It is time to stop waiting, and it is time to start doing. It is time, you know, to start small. Lord, use whatever it is that I have. You know, we all have some source of resources. And we think, well, we don't have great resources. We don't have this or we don't have that. Don't look at what you don't have. Look at what you do have. Look at what God has placed inside of you to start from. Because if you don't start and you hold it within you, you're not only robbing yourself, but you're robbing others of their blessings. Not just their blessings. It could be their salvation. It could be their healing. You know, if God gives you something, you step out and you do it. You share it with whoever. A sister friend of mine that's also a minister came to me one night, and she said that God was showing her how to do a healing service. And she had went to her pastor, and he said, okay, I'll pray about it, and never got back to her. And I said, did God show you to do that? And she said, yeah. And I said, so when are you going to do it? And she said, well, I don't know. He's not. And I said, no, when are you going to do it? God didn't tell him. God told you. I said, Friday are you going to do it? She said, well, next Friday, because, you know, she's put on the spot. Well, next Friday. Well, thank God she came the next Friday and laid it out just like, you know, the Lord had showed her. And I said, you know, we are believing for healings, and we're not just doing, we're not playing, we're not showing, you know, it's not a showing, and it may look different, it may sound different, but we're not just going to do this to be doing, but we're going to follow the obedience and the guidance that the Lord has given us. She could still be waiting, but she didn't wait. She went forth and she did, and through her doing that, praise God, long story short, a baby who was not hardly even 1 year old had been, they told her parents that she was deaf, that she would never hear, that the fluid in her ears was not right, that she would never hear. And the Lord just spoke to me. It was through a healing service, through a water service. And there was water from a well that God had instructed a man before to dig, and to dig so deep, and he dug that deep, and he had cancer, and that man was healed from cancer. He was healed from kidney cancer, that they were saying, you're going to die, there is no hope. But he followed the instructions of God. He didn't sit and wait. He put his plan in action because God had spoken to him. But through that well that was dug, she brought water from that well. And it ain't nothing about the water, but it's about doing the obedience of what God tells you to do. Well, God spoke to me and told me, you take that baby a gallon of that water, and you tell that mama, you know, mama, I need you to have this baby drink this. Mama, I need you to bathe her in it. I don't care what you do with it, but this gallon of water is for that baby, and we are believing for healing for her. And praise the Lord, she called me in about 2 weeks, and she said, you're not going to believe this. She said, Gracie's been back to the doctor, and they're saying she can hear. They're saying her ears, the fluid is normal. The fluid is perfect now. But praise God, you know, it wasn't nothing about the water. It wasn't nothing. It was God's plan. It was God's plan through the obedience. And if we sit back
and don't do what it is that he calls us to do. I don't care how silly it sounds. God uses me a lot of times and when he preaches me to use stuff. I'm a visual, and I'm like, God, that's pretty stupid. They're going to think I am crazy. But thank God people will come to me and they'll say, I remember that. I remember when you did. I remember when you did. And I'm like, well, thank God. God did it. But, you know, it wasn't me, but it was God working through it all. And I thank God. But if we sit and we wait, then we're going to miss it. Yeah. But when God has given you the instruction, despise not the small beginnings. Do that God has planted inside of you. Do that he is doing in you. Don't wait no longer, because it is not, you know, yes, I'm saved and I'm on my way to heaven, but I want to take as many as I can take. I want all to go with me. I want people to be to see that, you know, I tell everybody that I come in contact with about baby Gracie and God healing her, and it's not for me to get the glory or for Sister Caroline to get the glory, but it is about God poured out his spirit and God had mercy on that baby and he healed her, and that's what that is all for, so that people can see the glory of God and how it works and what it is trying to do. In this day, they say that was for the prophet, for the back in the disciples' day, the healing went out. No, it did not go out. God told us greater things shall we do, but we won't do it if we don't never step forth. We won't do it if we don't never put the plan in action. Amen. We won't do it if we don't never seek to find what God has for us, the purpose that he has. We'll sit on it, and we'll still be sitting on it when the rapture comes. Amen.
Right.
But God is so good. It says, do not despise small beginnings, but do that God has called you to do. Step out into that, into the obedience of Christ, because if you're not doing, when God speaks and when God gives you a purpose, when God gives you a vision, if you don't fulfill that bit, then you're being disobedient. There are times and there are seasons to step into it, but we have got to start stepping. Wait till you hear the voice of the Lord, know the voice of the Lord, what God is doing in it, and fulfill that purpose. Let him do in you what it is that he's wanting for you to do, because it's not for us. I just can't say that enough, but it's for your neighbor. It's for the people you come in contact with. Let them see that God has made a difference in you, because when they see, well, you're not the same person that you used to be. You walk different, you talk different, you look different. Then they're going to want to know what it's all about. They're going to want to see and see what it is that's made a change in your life. They're going to want to see how you've got joy when life's falling apart, when things happen. And life does happen to good people, to bad people, to ministers, to whoever. But when you still have the joy of the Lord upon you, because it is all through him, then we have his glorious hope and his glorious purpose for what we do, and it's to reach other people. That's why we were put here on this planet, number one, to praise and worship our Lord, but to share with others what he has done in our life, and that's what we're for. That's what we're called to do, and so many people miss it. And, you know, I've missed it for so many years trying to figure it out, trying to find out what it is that God wants, but waiting and trying to figure. And that's what God just spoke to me. Stop trying to figure it all out and do that it is which I have called you to do. And I'm going to go back to that. Isaiah 61 says, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of the vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning,
yes,
the garment
God.
Of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called the trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord,
yes,
that he
God.
Might be glorified. And that right there is what it's all about, that our Lord and Savior can be glorified through it all. We have just got to be that light. We have got to be those trees that are planted. We've got to quit being like the palm trees that when the wind comes, they'll just blow plumb over. But we've got to be those trees that our roots are... they're grounded deep. They go deep and reach up high to the Lord. And that's our, you know, if the world can just see that we're still standing, I believe there's going to come a day. They're going to be, you know, people that may have persecuted are going to be looking and saying, they're still standing. What's going on? What's different about it?
Yes.
You know, how is it they still got a smile on their face? This has come or that's come, but you can still see something in them. Thank God, let his light shine through me. Amen. I just want to be what it is that he wants me to be. And I encourage everybody, if God has given you a vision, if he's given you a dream and you've been thinking on it, if you've been trying to figure it out, put it into action. No, a blessing box is not the end thing that we saw God doing, but it is the beginning. It is. It is that God is doing in us for this time, for this season. And I believe, I am counting right now that through stepping out and working in a blessing box, because along with that blessing box, we're also going to add a prayer box. And through that, being able to reach it and to let people know, you know, yeah, this might be a can of soup. You take that can of soup. But if you need prayer, you leave it. And I want to have something that we can post scripture on that will feed them when they don't even realize they're eating. And I am believing right now that through that God is going to grow Walking by Faith Ministries, but not just Walking by Faith Ministries, other ministries, because we're going to have a testimony that we're able to give out and let the world see, let other ministries see where the beginning starts from. It may be small, but destiny is great, and destiny is going to be big.
Yeah.
God has big plans. He don't have small plans for us. But if we just sit and don't do nothing, if we don't activate that, then it never can grow. If the seed never gets put in the ground, then it can never bloom forth. And it's time that we not only plant that seed, but we start cultivating that seed, that we start pouring the water on it, which is the Spirit of the Holy Ghost, that we start adding some fertilizer to it, amen, that we start letting the sun, S-O-N, shine on those seeds and let them spring forth and come out of that ground so that God can be glorified and his purpose can be filled in each and every one of us, amen.
Yes, now I've got to ask you what, because some of us may not understand what you're saying. What is a blessing box?
Okay, I had saw this on Facebook. That's where we get our information from these days, amen. But it's a wooden box that people have been building and sitting in a particular neighborhood, maybe a homeless area or whatever. But it's a wood box, and God told me to build mine looking like a house. So I'm going to build that thing looking like a house, and on the front of it you kind of put like a plexiglass door or whatever so that they can see inside of it. And inside of it is going to be like canned food or dish soap or lotion or shampoo stuff that they have need of, because that's one of the things through Walking by Faith that one of the ladies, her vision is to be able to feed out of it, you know, to be able to say, hey, you need some food, come here and get it. Well, we don't have that at this time, but God said you start small. And in that blessing box, it'll be things that they need, you know, soups, you know, whatever, you know, whatever it is that people might want to donate to be able to bless them in. And, you know, somebody, you know, you're always going to have Doubting Thomas or naysayer, and they say, well, what if they take it all? You know, that's on them. You just put in it, and who needs what is going to pray. You know, God, you feed as many as you can with this. You bless as many people as you can with this. And I truly believe that through that God is going to grow a great ministry out of it just from stepping out and starting to do it. And he even spoke, because, you know, a lot of people, along with the food, they wanted to do like a clothing ministry. And God said, you go set a table up there once a month, bring you some clothes. They'll come and get it. You know, it don't have to be a building. We get so stuck up in tradition, stuck thinking, well, if it's not in the church, if it's not in the four walls, well, that's not where Jesus ministered. Jesus himself walked. I mean, it says even the early church, it went from house to house. But we want to keep everything in the four walls. I believe that's another thing, another reason for it coming out, because I believe the church needs to be coming out of the four walls and going out.
I agree.
That's what God spoke. You know, he spoke, you have a mission field. We actually have a mobile home park. My family actually owns it, so I don't have any problem going into it. We can get in it and do what we need to do. But, you know, God said, that's your mission field. You minister to those people, and I do. And praise God, I'm seeing fruits from that labor
and didn't even realize it was labor at the time. One little girl, she's like 19, 20, something like that. She started coming to Friday Fire with a friend of ours, and she gave her heart to the Lord about 3 weeks ago. And she talks about now, she said, I remember, she said, you were always nice to me, and I always saw Jesus in you, even when I lived in that trailer park. But, you know, that's just the connection, thank God, that, you know, she was able to see Jesus. And then she came, the first night she came to Friday Fire, she gave her heart to the Lord. And she's not missed a Friday since, and she is growing. But that's what it's about. If we don't go out, and if we don't let people see Jesus in us, a lot of them ain't going to come into the church. You can invite, and you can invite, and you can invite. But until they see something different in you, then they're not going to want to come and get what you got.
Right. Well, let me ask you this. How did God give you the name Walking by Faith Ministry? Where does that come from?
It's 2 Corinthians 5:7, for we walk by faith, not by sight. And when God gave me the vision for Walking by Faith Ministry, I knew the God end of it, you know, how he wanted us to be able to minister to women, because so many churches nowadays don't have a women's ministry, or they don't, you know, it's just go to church and go home. But God started giving me that vision, but I couldn't see past the dollar end of it. And so I went to my best friend, and I started talking to her and telling her, you know, hey, God's given me this vision. And, you know, we didn't have the financial backing. I couldn't see how to make it happen. And I went to her, and it was several months later that she called me back, and she said, Sandy, I know how to make it happen. And we called together. I believe there were 7 women there at the first meeting, and told them, you know, what God was doing and how we were going to accomplish this. And through inviting women to come to the conference, and, you know, of course, women pay for it themselves because they pay for the weekend, they pay for the cabin or the place that we go, and the food itself. But I couldn't, in my own sense, I mean, God showed me the God side, but I couldn't figure out the business end of it. So with going to my friend, we were able to come together and just believe for a conference. And we met one night at a restaurant and just talked about the vision that we had, and God just truly moved, and not all 7 of those, you know, became a part of Walking by Faith. But now we have 6 core leaders, and we have 4 people. We have a Rose STEM program, and we mentored them. They were our roses last year, and this year at conference, we graduated to them being the STEMs this year. Last year, we were the STEMs because, you know, the STEMs have to hold up the roses, but we now have 4 roses, well, they're now STEMs, but this coming January, we'll start another mentoring program, and these 4 will start mentoring to 4 more. But God just truly, you know, if you have a vision and you can't get it off the ground, you can't see how to get from point A to point B, go to a godly sister. Go to somebody else that might know how to do something that you don't know how to do, or might have a connection that you don't have. Because if I had just set on Walking by Faith Ministries, and yeah, that was a good idea, but the reason it's named Walking by Faith is because we have to walk by faith, because we don't have the means to do a lot of things that we do, but we just trust God that he will make a way, that he makes a way where there seemeth to be no way. We have to walk by faith and not by sight. But the thing is, we have to walk. We can't just, you know, we can't sit. It goes back to the same thing again. We have to walk. So that's where Walking by Faith came from.
Well, that's awesome. Listen, I really honor what you do. I'm really excited about you being on the broadcast today and sharing your vision. I love your sermon. This is definitely the time I've been putting tweets out there about it already. what you're saying. I love the part that you said right here when you said, follow the instruction of God. This is the time to obey God.
It's
so true. We cannot. This is not the time to play around. That is for sure. And then
another thing
you said that was very powerful is, if you are not fulfilling the vision that God gave you, you will answer for it.
That's right.
And is that, it's not the, that's the truth, isn't it?
It is, because it doesn't, it's not just our vision. It's not just us that it affects. I mean, God gives it to us to affect many. You know?
Yeah. That's
salvation,
not,
healing, whatever it is, deliverance,
God.
Whatever it is they need. And if we don't do it, then I think we'll be held accountable for that.
Yes. Yes, we will. Now, we are going to take a quick little commercial break. And when we come back, I am going to pray for you, ask the bride to pray for me, and then for you to pray for us. One moment.
All right. Hello, bride. Are you a writer? Or do you have a story to tell and maybe you need a little help with your writing? Well, go to Treehouse Publishers today. We can help you achieve your dream. Dreams come true in our house. Do you have a book just waiting in your spirit to come out and share with the world? Well, Treehouse Publishers will help you to achieve your dream. Write that book today. Sell your book in London, in Africa, and many other countries. Let your tree bear much fruit with Treehouse today. Go to www.gotreehouse.org.
Okay, bride, if y'all would bow your heads and let's come together in agreement for our sister, Lou. God brought her on this broadcast today because it is time for her. He is highlighting her life to the world, her ministry to the world. And like we keep saying on this broadcast, you know, there is enough harvest for everybody. And if we pray for her, we impart our heart and mesh it with hers. When we come together in agreement with heaven and we pray for her to be all that she has called, that God has called her to be, God will turn around and bless us. This is a way of sowing and reaping. We are sowing in prayer for her vision, for God to make it come to pass, and God will make ours come to pass. That's how the kingdom works. We give what we need. Amen. So let's all pray right now. Lord, we come together in agreement with heaven for our sister right now, Lord, Miss Sandy. We lay her down at the foot of the cross, God, asking you, Lord. We just plead the blood of Jesus over her from the top of her head to the soles of her feet, Lord. Asking you, God, to just soak her in your vision, your purpose, your destiny, your calling. Opening up the channels to heaven so that she hears your voice very clearly. That she has clarity in her mission. That she knows exactly who she is called to be and exactly what it is that you have called her to do, Lord. Father, the bride comes together in agreement. We surround her with love right now. We're holding up her arms in the spirit, Lord, and saying, yes, sister, go forth and do everything God has called you to do. With all of the strength and power from heaven behind you, with angelic hosts being with you to do and deliver what God has called you to deliver in your region for such a time as this. Lord, we thank you for the tools and strategies that she needs to accomplish this mission, Lord, that it be supplied to her, that you give her intercessors, you give her people, staff members, people that will continue to partner with her, Lord. Give her the buildings, this big vision, Lord, that she has about the big building to have a center for women, Lord. Yes, yes, yes.
Yes, Heavenly Father,
give that to
her, Lord.
Come on.
Thank you, Lord
we
Jesus.
Need to let
Heavenly
women,
Father,
Lord,
God,
come to a place
you,
where
Jesus.
They can discover you, God.
Yes.
Apply that to her, Lord, in Jesus' name, Lord. Supernaturally, Lord. And, Father, we just thank you for her being on the broadcast today, Lord, and everything you're going to do from this moment forward. So we thank you for her life, Lord, everything that she has been through to get to this point, Lord. Thank you that you brought her through. Lord, we pray for her family. We pray, God, you bless her family. Heal her family, Lord. Rise them up, Lord, so that all of her family is in their place as well, Lord.
Yes.
And
Lord
we
Jesus.
Thank you and give you praise, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, yes, sister, thank you, Lord. We would love it if you would pray for us and for the bride, please.
Yes, Heavenly Father God, I just thank you, God, for the opportunity, God, to let your word, God, go forth, God, let your presence be known, God. God, I thank you, Heavenly Father God, for divine connections, Lord Jesus. God, I thank you, God, for divine friendships, God. I pray, Lord Jesus, God, the new endeavors, God, that Dr. June is fixing to undertake, God, that you just bless, God. God, you make the way, God, where there seemeth to be no way, Lord Jesus. God, anybody listening, God, the vision, God, that you've given them, God, let them to be able to step, Lord Jesus, out into the purpose that you've given them, God. Let them walk in victory, God. Let them be able to take those first steps, Lord God. God, I am calling, God, those things that are not, God, as though they are, Lord Jesus. God, let us all have the vision of you, Lord Jesus. God, let us have eyes to see, God. Let us have ears to hear, Heavenly Father, God. God, because that's where it comes from, God. Because when it gets in our knower, God, when we know that we know that we know, oh Lord, then we cannot walk in anybody else's destiny, God. Then we're walking in our destiny, God, because you're directing the steps, Lord Jesus. And we thank you, God, because that is what you want for the bride, God. That is what you want for each and every one of us, God. God, that we fulfill the calling, that we fulfill the destiny that you have, God. Let us start seeing the big picture, Lord Jesus. Let each and every one of us start walking in it. Let us claim that you have given us, Heavenly Father, God. God, we are the head and we are not the tail, God. God, we are overcomers by the blood of the Lamb, Lord Jesus. And we will give great testimony of the things that you do, God, because you are going to do great things, God. I am counting it right now, God. I count upon you, Lord, because yes, your word is yes and amen. Oh, Lord Jesus, things, God, that you have called to come to pass will come to pass. The visions that you have given, God, will be fulfilled, Lord Jesus, God. Let boldness arise, God, where there has been no boldness, Lord. And God, we will give you the glory for it all. And we thank you. We bless your holy name, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen and amen and amen.
Amen. Well, thank you so much for being with us, sister. God bless you and have a good evening.
Bless you too, honey. I love you.
Love you too,
God. Hello, bride. Are you a writer? Or do you have a story to tell and maybe you need a little help with your writing? Well, go to Treehouse Publishers today. We can help you achieve your dream. Dreams come true in our house. Do you have a book just waiting in your spirit to come out and share with the world? Well, Treehouse Publishers will help you to achieve your dream. Write that book today. Sell your book in London, in Africa, and many other countries. Let your tree bear much fruit with Treehouse today. Go to www.gotreehouse.org.